Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We are in the midst of a state of disaster because of the COVID pandemic. Professor Kileboga Maponya, who's a professor of African politics at the University of South Africa, UNISA, now joins us on air to discuss the state of disaster. Very good morning to you, Professor.
Good morning to you, Chet, and thank you so much for having me. Good morning to your listeners.
So, Prof, there's a lot of discontent revolving around this National Command Council that was established because of the state of disaster. And a lot of people are saying that the state of disaster should actually be taken away simply because it's being used to have this alternative parallel structure making decisions on a unilateral basis. What is your opinion on that?
My opinion is that the state of disaster is a legitimate instrument used by government to deal with a pandemic that was just attacking, you know, all countries in the world, and for which many people were uncertain about, you know, its outcome and its manifestations and so on. So it was an important instrument that had to be adopted at that time because there was a need for an emergency, almost like a state of emergency of sort. However, having said that, legitimate as it is, because it was taken by a government that is legitimate, that was, you know, elected in the last election, in not the local government election of 2021, but a few years ago. What happens is that once the government has now seen the, you know, all the kinds of issues that are involved in this pandemic, how to contain it and so on, and how countries are dealing with it in the world. My understanding was that Parliament was supposed to convene. Other countries have done that, whereby Parliament meets and say, look, do we still need a state of a disaster? Given the fact that we do have a cabinet that is existing, our country is not imploding, not being destroyed, not having governance issues. We have legitimate structures that are operating, including, you know, government institutions that promote democracy. I'm talking about Chapter 9 institutions and so on, which can advise government. So to that extent, I agree with, you know, those people who say the state of disaster actually should end. The reason why it should end is particularly because of the fact that we can see, you know, in the world, especially in Europe, whole populations now, you know, ganging up against government and rioting and to try and stop, you know, the emergency powers and so on, because they believe that such emergency powers, in some instances, they give government unnecessary, you know, repressive measures to curtail their freedoms, constitutional freedoms, as it were. And in some instances, they are used by governments that don't want, you know, democracy to prevail, to use it as a smokescreen. So if you asking me what's my bottom line, my bottom line is that actually I think it's now time that the government should take measures in conjunction with Parliament to end the state of disaster. They may still have measures to contain it, you know, here and there, because they do have structures, including this, National Command Council, which is currently advising government.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. And I suppose we went into the pandemic with our eyes closed because it was something that nobody within our generation had experienced. In fact, nothing of this magnitude since just following World War I with the outbreak of Spanish flu. And I think our government handled it fairly well initially. There was a bit of heavy-handedness by the SANDF. But when one looks at the way Ramaphosa rolled out his plan, he actually got worldwide acclaim, specifically from the World Health Organization, for the initiatives that he took. So all in all, it did work to a certain extent. There was a bit of heavy-handedness, but in your opinion, it's time it now comes to an end.
In my view, it's time it comes to an end, but we are not saying measures to contain the COVID should end. No. I'm sure many South Africans who are calling for the end of the state of disaster are not saying South Africa should not continue to contain the virus. Because clearly, Omicron, this new variant, is ravaging countries. I mean, look at what's happening in Europe. So we are aware that it's happening. The only reason why the state of disaster, you know, act should be reviewed and actually, you know, revoked, given the fact that government can still take measures, legitimate measures, effective measures to deal with the pandemic without necessarily having to resort to, you know, curtailment, in my view, is curtailment of certain freedoms and rights, you know, constitutionally given, so, you know, for which people have fought, you know, before 1994. Those rights, in my view, should not, you know, be, you know, dealt with, you know, at the whims of a pandemic, which pandemic, by the way, is not, might not be the first and the last. You know, pandemics will come and go. Yep. But what happens to the Constitution? This, the Constitution is sacrosanct. When, after 1994, before 1994, when the government, I mean, the country was going through this historic change from a parliamentary democracy to a constitutional democracy, we were told that from now on, Parliament is no longer just going to wake up and just decide that, no, we want this and we want that. It will be a constitution that determines how the country should be run. Now, as the country was going on, here comes the pandemic. Suddenly, you know, we are suspending certain things, and now we have the you know, state of disaster, which is a smokescreen type of you know, emergency power, which, in my view, some heavy-handedness that we talked about, in my view, should not have happened. It was supposed to have been reviewed, but because, you know, everybody was panicking, and even government was panicking, I believe that this is the situation that actually needed consultation with the rest of the constitutional structures of that are in the country. South Africa has many of these, unlike many other countries, which only have parliament and the government. We have these institutions. These institutions were put there deliberately to ensure that the democracy of the country does not go to the dogs, and I'm using that underlined, that phrase, as happened during the days of apartheid and during the days of segregation before 1948, whereby, you know, whimsical things are happening, and, you know, a government that is unaccountable, that is undemocratic, can just take, you know, decisions and suppress other people without any recourse and without even listening to the United Nations and other international, you know, bodies.
Prof. Kleeboge Maponya, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Some very valid points and a viewpoint that we can discuss further, because you've raised some very interesting points. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Professor Kleeboge Maponya is a professor of African politics at UNISA and was discussing the state of disaster.